Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Boston neighborhood of Mission Hill is in mourning over the murder of a popular hardware store owner this week in a botched robbery. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on how his neighbors are remembering the victim, Andres Cruz.
Just down the street from the Mission Hill Church, there's a makeshift memorial of candles, flowers, Puerto Rican flags, and a framed photograph of a smiling Andres Cruz. He owned the AC hardware store in the heart of this neighborhood. On the sidewalk, there are drops of dried blood from the assailants. Cruz tried to fight them off with a knife before he was shot.
Well, what a sweetheart he was. Just heartbreaking.
Mary Burns is a retired nurse who's lived in this neighborhood for decades. She says Cruz was well-known here and much loved. A street banner hangs nearby, honoring Cruz's hardware store as Mission Hill's best business of the year.
I've lived in the neighborhood for over 40 years, so he's been here practically the whole time. So
a real fixture in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Such a hard worker. I mean, an inspiration to people.
He's just one of those guys that was here for everybody, whatever you needed. You know, no favor too big or too small.
Ismael Gonzalez grew up in nearby Jamaica Plain and came here to pay his respects. Gonzalez says Cruz was always generous, willing to lend anyone a hand or money if they needed it, a major figure in this neighborhood.
We know him growing up. He's just like an uncle, like a father figure to all of us. Just a wonderful, wonderful human being. Didn't really have bad days. Always laughing, always smiling. You have to be an animal to hurt somebody like this, to be honest. This is just, you got to be an animal.
Cruz was killed in a bungled and brazen daytime robbery, according to police, who responded on Tuesday to reports of a shooting at his hardware store. Here's the police dispatcher.
Bravo Cruz getting a call for a person shot at 1562 Tremont Street. Got two calls now.
When police arrived, they found Cruz lying on the floor with multiple gunshot wounds. He was rushed to the hospital and pronounced dead. Witnesses told police they saw three black men rush out of the store and drive away in a white van.
One of the males was covered in blood. One male was wearing a black hat with sunglasses.
We do have a call that three black males ran out of there.
Within minutes, police were pursuing the van through Mission Hill. When the suspects tried to flee on foot, the officers gave chase and caught them. Yesterday, all three were charged with murder and ordered held without bail. Jerome Hobson of Dorchester and Sean Redden of Brockton were arraigned in court. Christian Soto Oliviero of Mattapan, who was injured in the attack, was arraigned at Boston Medical Center. Police say there was a violent struggle in the store and that Cruz went down fighting. The murder is part of a recent spike in violence in Boston, and it happened in a part of the city that residents describe as close-knit and peaceful. Here's Boston Mayor Marty Walsh.
You know, a lot of people shocked by this, saddened, angered, and rightfully so. And I think that the Mission Hill community is strong and resilient, and it will rally around each other.
Walsh says it's time to stop making excuses about the easy availability of guns. Back outside the Mission Hill hardware store, Obatala Ombru was lighting a candle to honor his friend, Andres Cruz, who he knew for 40 years. Ombru agrees with the mayor.
Anybody could get a gun and come in and just shoot us right now. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Now, weapons are being sold like drugs. Anybody could buy an arm and do this.
And Ombru says until that changes, neighborhoods like Mission Hill will continue to mourn the loss of good people like Andres Cruz. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.